Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So this week we thought we'd talk about why it's so hard to let go. Let go.
And we're talking about letting go of a job, letting go of maybe a promotion you didn't get, letting go of a point of view.
Or a client you didn't get, or a project you didn't get.
Yeah, letting go of an argument you didn't win.
Just letting things go. So hard.
So I love hard. The way you put that, Kathy.
It's just hard.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, part of why we wanted to talk about this is that it is human nature, because we were talking earlier about why is it so hard sometimes for people who know they need to leave a situation or know they'd be better off if they...
Yeah, and they can't.
...did something else, and they just cannot.
What is that?
Well, I think it is that you're unwilling to accept the reality of the situation, number one, and therefore you're still engaging in a power struggle.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also think there's fear. I know this...
Totally.
I know this situation, even though it's uncomfortable, but I don't know where to go. I don't know what my next step would be.
Mm-hmm. I think that's absolutely correct, and that's sort of the other side of that coin, is you would rather stay locked in a power struggle or locked in a frustrating situation than explore the unknown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think as business owners, we've had the luxury of it happening to us so much. we didn't necessarily let go, we were let go. So we learned years ago that when one door closes, another one always opens.
Yes.
It's just so interesting, and sometimes it's a bigger and better door. Actually, most of the time it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that there's a certain amount of, I mean, Catherine used to always say to me when we lose something, she'd say, well, how did you put it?
Close the door, open a window?
No, it was something about God's protection.
Yeah, rejection is protection.
Right. And I always thought that was really interesting, that sometimes when you have to leave something, it's, you do have to leave it like that. And that the fear is... in leaving, but the other side of it is a good thing.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Uh-huh. But you have to learn that lesson repeatedly. There are some people that have not had to do it.
Right.
Right.
Or it hasn't happened to them, so they, you know, they don't really, they're not comfortable with letting go.
Yeah. I mean, I can think of, so it could be that you are working in a situation that you find ultimately frustrating, but you keep trying to get a different response from that environment. Mm-hmm. You know, like you always want to get praise and you're never getting praise, but you keep on hanging out there until you get praise. And then you spend a lot of time stewing on the fact you're not getting praise, as if that's something new and different. But to your point, I think probably the first step, if you notice that you're holding on, would be to perhaps ask yourself, what am I afraid of in letting go?
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, and then?
Then at least you could identify the fear. Right. I mean, awareness is the first step.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But to me, fear is something you have to walk through. It doesn't go away.
No.
It doesn't magically disappear. You have to walk through your fears.
Yes.
And that, you know, the lesson of walking through your fear is that it's always better on the other side. It just is. I've never seen anyone walk through a fear and say, oh, I wish I hadn't done that.
Right.
Usually they're like, what took me so long?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's, to me, how it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I support a lot of people with my hand on their back, pushing them. Now, not everybody can do it.
While they're afraid.
Some people stay in the fear, and it can go on for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
It's painful to watch.
Yeah.
It's funny. I just had the visual of being on a high dive, you know, a diving board, and you get to the end, and you know you want to jump, and you know you want to jump, but you might walk back and forth on that board many times before you finally
get it. Yeah, I think that's a legitimate fear. That I don't really think you have to walk through. But that's just my point of view.
Well, it's actually thrilling when you do, in my experience, when you actually go down off the high dive. But the it's the anticipatory fear. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's what you're speaking to, right, Kathy?
Yeah.
In looking forward and imagining yourself doing something different or letting go of a situation, mm-hmm. you have to deal with the part of you that's going to get crazy anxious about it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, making very big decisions sometimes, like leaving a job that you've been at for a long time, mm-hmm. or something you really thought you loved doing and you wanted to do, but it's changed and you have to do it a little differently. Those are legitimate fears, mm-hmm. but you can really make yourself sick, I think, hanging in that fear. I think there's a lot of power into letting go and moving forward, mm-hmm. And seeing what's on the other side of that fear.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think one of the things also, though, in the process might be, see, as long as you're in a power struggle, you can hope that the other side is going to change. And so, and I say that because it's like, for some people, it might be a satisfying anger, you know, like, I'm not going to give up until they do it differently.
Right.
And the problem with like realizing it's not going to change and letting go is that you also then have to mourn the fact that you're never going to win this mm-hmm. particular
thing.
Well, and
also, just when you were saying that, I was thinking, well, that's control. I'm going to try to control this situation.
Right.
And maybe it's letting go of control that would really change the dynamic.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you have to deal with the fact, like, so for example, going back to I'm never going to be appreciated here, then you have to feel the feelings that may be attached to mm-hmm. that, and that's part of what's going to propel you forward, but mm-hmm. it doesn't feel good in the hallway, you know.
No, I think when you're stuck and can't move forward, mm-hmm. in other words, you can't let go, that's tough
mm-hmm. yeah,
it's a tough time.
So maybe, are we going to say something, Logan?
I was. So when, you know, when something happens, when you don't get that promotion or when you're in a power struggle with someone, there is naturally a processing that needs to happen mm-hmm. or a rumination that needs to happen. When do you know that you're ruminating too much or processing too much, or how long should you allow yourself the time to grieve or be angry or be upset and then move on? Or when is it like, okay, I think you've been ruminating a little bit, a little bit too much. It's been festering too
well,
long.
Everyone's process is different.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I don't really want to put a timeline on it, but I think if you're doing self-care and you're exercising and you're, you know, meditating and going on walks and distracting yourself from those thoughts. Mm-hmm. And so you can clear your head and come back to it. That helps move it forward
quicker.
It's when you're constantly, you know, you don't allow yourself a break from it, that it takes longer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it could take a while. And it could take 6 months. It could take a year if it's a very, very painful decision.
Well, because it could have several layers to it.
Sure, mm-hmm. sure.
I mean, I was thinking, Kathy, one of the things, we do this one exercise that everyone hates that I refer to.
Everyone.
It's called the acceptance exercise. And to your question, Logan, to get to the point where you can let go, you have to accept, not approve, but accept that this is the condition. Like, I'm not going to get this promotion, or I'm not going to be appreciated, or I'm not going to win this power struggle. Mm-hmm. And getting there to acceptance, I accept the fact that I'm not going to get these things. That's the point at which you can let go. Mm-hmm. But as Kathy's saying, how long that takes for you, I think, is very individual. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we bargain with ourselves and, mm-hmm. you know, we have conversations where people will get us riled up and tell us, no, you got to fight this. You know, that's not always helpful.
Right.
But you can prolong, this can get prolonged because that's the normal process.
That's right. Which, because there's a bargaining period, which we were also talking about earlier today. That to me is actually the most fascinating point is, going back to the relationship model, it's when you think, well, I need to break up, but they do one nice thing, and you're like, oh no, maybe it'll get better. Mm-hmm. So same thing at work, you know, I've had it, and then you get some special something mm-hmm. that makes you for a moment feel good, mm-hmm. and then you're like, okay, I can ride this out,
right?
Instead of, it's not going to get better.
And then something happens, and they're back in the process of
exactly.
letting go.
Exactly.
Yeah, the relationship one is very, very tough. And your relationship with your work can be very tough also, what, you know, mm-hmm. letting go of whatever it is.
It could be letting go
of disappointment.
Yeah, or letting go of a job title.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. I worked hard to get this title. I worked with someone who, a person who was trying to get a certain promotion and wouldn't leave until she got that promotion.
Wow.
And it almost killed her.
Yeah. Sometimes the expectations that we set for ourselves or the expectations that others set on us.
Yes.
And then we get rigid and we have to have that. And if we don't have that, then we think we're a failure rather than flowing with, you know, the right path.
Right.
So, I mean, none of this is easy, what we're talking about, but hopefully it broke open some thoughts for those of you listening.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to our banter.
Yeah. So that's it for this My Crazy Office. Join us next time for another Overtime. In the meantime, we wish you many opportunities to let go.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.